your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Talking with Rob Shivers again. Not going to be talking about COVID in Europe this time. The war we're going to be talking about this time is the evolution of the computer. You know, interesting story, and I think about this almost weekly, and that is when I got one of my degrees out of the University of Washington, I got a job selling calculators, and I remember I was entirely chagrined and amazed at how cheap you could buy computers for. They're so cheap, you know, my employer almost couldn't pay me a commission. Calculators were available back in those days, and that was like 1962, 1963. You could buy a calculator, a total full-function logarithmic, etc. calculator back in those days for, I don't know what, $20, $5, $10, whatever. Well, the same thing is happening with computers right now. Computers, basically, you can go into your average Kroger store and buy a very, very simple laptop that will certainly allow me to do everything that I want to do, although only not as efficiently for, what, $100. Where do you see computers going, Robbie, in the future?
Well, the availability certainly is out there, Al. You can get just about any functionality you want in a little inexpensive device, handheld, whether it's a tablet or a phone or something in between, and stream the media that you're looking for. And it's tremendous power right in the palm of your hand.
Robbie, let's talk a little bit about marrying a computer to a television set. You know, I think the movie house would be a terrible industry today to invest in. Not movies in general, but the physical movie theaters, because you can just as easily sit home, not pay $3, $4, $5 for some popcorn, $3, $4, $5 for a Coke, what have you. Now you can utilize virtually computers in an amazing way. Why don't you explain what you and I did when we watched The Wrecking Crew the other night?
Well, you obviously have been sitting home quite a while, Al, because $3, $4, $5 doesn't get you much these days. But I think that the movie industry is not going to die anytime soon. I think that they are getting more popular than ever in spite of the fact that you can stream things on a tablet. People like to go to the movies, and I don't see them failing anytime soon. But on the other hand, I believe that the cable networks, the providers of television out there, are shaking in their boots because people can pretty much watch whatever they want to for free or for a very low price on their handheld devices without having to get some kind of a package deal.
Package deal. You and I watched a program the other night, and you talk about phenomenal sound, you talk about phenomenal video, etc., etc. We watched a movie entitled The Wrecking Crew. The Wrecking Crew, we're not talking about the Dean Martin movie. There was a movie that he put out when he played some Matt Helm or whatever the guy's name was, but The Wrecking Crew was the name given to the top absolute epitome of the studio musicians in Hollywood for a number of years, Hollywood and New York, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, the audio was so incredible on that because we streamed it, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not even sure how to explain this, so I'm going to ask you to explain it to the listeners. What does it mean when I say we streamed it through my TV, using my laptop and then my TV? Why did we have to do that?
Streaming basically means you're just watching it as it's being pulled down from the internet. And so this Wrecking Crew that we watched was a streamed broadcast, and it was a lot of fun to watch. And it's amazing how much content is out there for little or no money. And when, you know, you get a package deal through your cable or TV provider, and there's 200 channels and there's still nothing on.
Maybe there's nothing on because nobody wants to go to the go to the effort of looking at 200 channels. But when you can get whatever you want, if you know how to get it, and I don't know how to get it personally, but I'd like you to explain that to our listeners. Let's assume that somebody wanted to watch The Wrecking Crew. We've got some real rock and roll fans out there. And The Wrecking Crew was the epitome of the rock and roll backup bands. Calling them backup bands is totally the wrong way to put it. It's almost an insult. They were the top quality rock and roll musicians in either Hollywood or New York City, and they basically augmented the musicians who were on records eventually. How did you get that to go to the TV, Robin? Where was your source?
Well, basically, you just search for it, and the way I found it was to just search for it on a popular search engine and go to the site where it was streaming and watch it. And sometimes you have to watch separate segments, and sometimes they have the entirety. And one of the more popular providers of streaming, of course, is YouTube today, and they're a good place to watch just about any kind of music or video that you'd like to see.
Yeah, we had a ball watching this thing. It was really, really great. By the way, I wanted to make an announcement to the folks who listen to our podcasts and who are very, very active, and I thank you very much for doing that on our blog. Big Al's going to take a bit of a break. We're going to continue doing the radio shows, but in terms of the dailies, we're going to stop doing dailies from now until the end of the year. With everything that's happened in my life, and all of you guys are close enough friends that you know what that is, I really need just a couple of weeks to kick back and not have to worry about it. Going to have a great show this weekend, though. There's no question about that. As you can see, we are spreading out a little bit in the sense that we're talking about computers right now and the entertainment value that personal laptops have right now. Rob, we got 1 minute left exactly. Actually, 1 minute and 10 seconds. Wrap it up for us, if you would, by talking about the entertainment value of laptops.
Laptops provide you with pretty much anything that you want to source from anywhere. And it's just a tremendous way to connect yourself with streaming media online and anything that you want to watch.
Well, it's really been fun getting to know Rob Shires because he is one of the best in the business at doing this, and we have seen some absolutely phenomenal resources, research, primarily in the music category this time. But, you know, I remember when I was a kid, my parents went out and spent $3,000 on an Encyclopedia Britannica. All you have to do today to find out anything about virtually anything you can think of is get a basic laptop, Google what you're looking for information for, and you can get all of the information in the world about that particular subject. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Jimmy and also with Danny Pacini. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.